It is 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Public health officials in southern New Mexico hope a federal grant can help better address the opioid crisis in the area. To learn more, I talked with Susan Wilger and Alicia Myrick with the Center for Health Innovation.
So could you share with us how this federal grant is going to make an impact and help with the mission of the work that you both do?
Sure. Before I get into the grant, I just also want to explain so you can see where we're coming from and why we were interested in the grant. So the Center for Health Innovation, we started in 2010, so we've been around for about 8 years. And we've been working in areas of prevention and community collaboration. So we've been doing prevention work in various areas throughout the state. We also do workforce development. That's something is with a focus on healthcare workforce. And then we also do data and program development in various areas. One of them is real specific to opioid, one of the programs that we're developing. The federal government, about 2 years ago, poured billions of dollars, literally, to address the opioid crisis. And with New Mexico being very high in opioid overdose, as well as opioid unintentional hospitalizations, we were very interested in seeking additional resources to put into the issue. One of our areas that we'd like to focus on in dealing with like social justice issues is hitting those communities that aren't well represented or under-resourced. And this particular grant, it comes out of the Health Resources Services Administration, Federal Office of Rural Health Policy. And so their focus is on rural. Mm. This grant targets every county south of I-40. And as you know, almost all of those counties are rural. And so we're focusing on 16 counties in southern New Mexico. And this is a planning grant. So the grant is called the Rural Communities Opioid Response Planning Grant. And so what we're going to be doing over the next year, it's a 1 year grant, is really work with key players in communities within those 16 counties, as well as researchers, policymakers, universities. So we're actually engaging at the community level to do a study. The other really unique thing about this grant, which I happen to really love, is it cuts across prevention, treatment, and recovery. So it's the full continuum that you're dealing with around opioid disorder. And we will be conducting a needs assessment. We really want to hear from the people. Yeah. You know, what's working with prevention, what's working with treatment, what's working with recovery, or what's not working? Where are there barriers? Okay. And there's many barriers, and we can get into that.
Absolutely. So, now, Alicia, I saw something from the New Mexico Department of Health this year that was released this year. It said 2 out of 3 New Mexicans know someone who is addicted to opioids. So I know a lot of your work you mentioned before the program was involved with prevention. How do you really, you know, day in and day out deal with prevention?
Okay, so with prevention, my program is with the Unified Prevention Coalition. So we utilize relationships through multiple different sectors to cover prevention. And the way that we do that specifically with opioids is we work with 2 main populations, so parents and then the 60 plus population. And the 60 plus population is really important because in New Mexico we have a really high percentage of grandparents raising children in rural communities. So they really need to be educated on some of the things that happen nowadays, like kids. I'm sure you and the viewers have heard of Skittle parties. And one of the ways that we use to prevent the kids from getting their hands on these medications and just taking them is we encourage parents in the 60 plus population to lock up their medication. You might not notice that there's one pill missing or two, but if all of your medication is locked in a box and the box is gone, you're going to realize that it's missing and figure out how to handle it. Now, another avenue that we go through with that is just letting everyone know, don't share your medication. That prescription it's to you with your name on it. Do not share it with anyone else. And then finally, we really talk a lot about safe disposal.
That was Susan Wilger and Alicia Myrick with the Center for Health Innovation discussing a new federal grant that they say can help better address the opioid crisis in our region.